Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. So today it's a Sunday and I want to talk to you about boredom, which may seem like a weird topic to talk about, but I thought, well, today it's a Sunday. Perhaps some people find themselves feeling a little bored on a Sunday, so I wanted to talk about the topic. Now, interestingly, many people talk to me about you lead a boring life. And say, well, you don't go out, you don't drink, you don't do drugs, you don't do any of these sort of things. You just have such a boring life. You work all the time. And whatever judgments people want to place on what it is that they say. And of course, what they're doing is they're judging how you live your life versus how they live theirs or how they believe that you should be living their life. It's really none of their business, but people just, you know, say that. But I always come back to the point of looking at any high performance person in the world. And it's probably easier to reflect on sport because, and the best athletes in the world, because they're the things that are put in our faces the most. But you talk to any, like the best athlete in the world, any sport, any discipline, and you get them to explain what they do on a daily basis, what it is that they do prior to going on stage, on the field, on the track, whatever it is on the court. And they will have a very specific routine. When they're not playing, when they're training, they'll have a very specific routine. When they're with their family, they have a very specific routine. They'll be superstitious. They'll have certain things that they wear or do before every single time that they compete. It's a routine. And if you follow that, you think, wow, that must be super, super boring. That looks boring. But boring also brings the world-class results. And if you are constantly flip-flopping from doing one thing one day and then doing something another day and doing it this way, that way, whatever, it just makes logical sense, don't you think, that if you are constantly flipping from one thing to the next, you are not always going to get the absolute world's best outcome. So finding those things that enable you to bring out that best version of you, that most successful version of you every single day is super, super important. And I think if we talk about innovation, it's very important to innovate. It doesn't matter whether you're in business. Put business and all that stuff to aside for a moment. Just think about you and becoming the best version of you. If you are not constantly innovating and thinking about creative ways to make yourself better, then you will get left behind. In the space that I work, which is most of the time, which is around health, wellness, fitness, mindset, the health of people, helping them form healthier habits to form these lifestyles that enable them to live the best versions of themselves at any age. Think about what it is that you did as a baby is not what you do now. What you did 10 years ago is not what you do now. The way that you ate 10 years ago is not going to be the same as you eat now. The way that you trained 10 years ago is most likely, in terms of strength training and cardiovascular training, is most likely not going to be the same as you train now. And in terms of innovation, that is about constantly reassessing where you are at your age, what your joints are able to do, what your organs are able to do, what you are able to do, your muscles, etc. Have you got any injuries, the deterioration of fibers and testosterone and all those sorts of things, hormonally and everything, what's going on for you. The way that I first started training 36 years ago, even though some things remain the same in terms of principles of how I build my workouts and so forth, the three main moves of what I used to do years ago, I cannot do anymore because of it just unnecessarily loads my body in a way that doesn't help me progress. So I've had to innovate and create different ways for me to work the same muscles but do it differently so that I can still feel great and still make progress and still get that pump in the muscle but without the pain. And so if we don't continue to do those things, then we will just remain injured and work backwards. And it's the same for our mindset. The things that I did 10 years ago are different to now. And why is that? Well, if I've got 10 years more experience, then more life experience, you know, you've tested a whole bunch of things that work and don't work over that 10-year period of time and what works now. And so you need to adapt. And the tools that exist today didn't exist back when I first started business 15 years ago. I couldn't take a photo on my phone. I couldn't do what I'm doing now, recording this podcast on my phone. I couldn't do that 15 years ago. Social media was almost non-existent back 15 years ago, certainly from a business perspective and the way that I use it now. The way that we capture videos, the way that we communicate, the instant gratification that people seem to want from their phones and everything now just didn't exist before. Now, if I didn't adapt and use it to my benefit, then I don't also become better. Like think about calendaring, for instance, as simple as that, scheduling. 15 years ago, I had a hard copy diary. Right. And then I think I went to an Outlook calendar or something like that. But it wasn't on my phone. I couldn't get it on my phone. I now use Google Calendar. It's everywhere. You know, I can access it wherever I am. That's a really simplistic example, but how it helps me manage my time more efficiently and be better than I was before. The ease that it is to film video, edit video, upload video, the speed of the internet, all that kind of stuff. We couldn't do that 15 years ago. Because it was just so slow and you needed special video software, editing tools. You needed to physically plug with a cable the video camera that most likely was on a cassette or a mini cassette, but still a cassette that you then plugged into the computer, waited forever for it to download, and then you had to edit it. Now, think of how easy it is. You can do it within seconds, and that's really cool. And so we can use all of these things for the greater good of us, but they help, and they can also be used badly, which we see a lot on social media. But by using those tools, it makes your life better. It makes you become a better person if you're using it in the right way. So you've got what I'm talking about. Now, the other aspect is, as I was saying about boredom at the start, if you think about moments when you are bored. Now, it's very hard for me to be bored because I'm constantly busy. But let's just say, for instance, if I just went on a holiday and say, you're going on a week's holiday, Rob. So, okay. It would not take me very long before I would be bored. Why? Because I need to be doing things. And if I was to go on a holiday, I'd say, okay, I'm going to take a week out. I'm going to use it as a business planning, a self-improvement week for me to go away. I'd probably have my MacBook or my iPad with me. I'd be writing constantly. I'd be recording video. I'd be recording content. And I'd be looking at all of those things in my life, like where I am, where I'm headed, what's that next step for me, all that kind of stuff. For me, that's super exciting. Other people will say, how boring to go away and spend a holiday like that. I say, that would be the ideal, perfect holiday for me, to go away from the hustle and bustle and absorb myself in that. But let's come back to the fact that, okay, let's say that I'm bored now. So this is where the creativity comes from. Think about it. You're in this bored position. It's like, wow, okay, I'm not, say, worried about anything else. I'm just, you know, you're away from the normal daily grind, etc. And it means that you're in a place where you're not busy and you're feeling a little bit bored. For me, that is the time when the creativity comes out because the mind starts to race. It says, well, okay, if you're bored, how do I become unbored? I don't know what the opposite of bored is. Interested, I suppose. How do I become super excited and interested about where I am right now? What do I do about that? And okay, if I use this this process. So on the weekend, this time of the year, it can be a little bit colder here. So in autumn at the moment, heading into winter, and it's starting to get cold at nighttime. So when it does become nighttime here, like on a weekend, like tonight, that's when I'll pour a nice hot bath. I'll jump in the bath and I'm lying there and, you know, the muscles are relaxing and I'm feeling really good about everything. And that is where, obviously, I'm not doing anything else apart from being in the bath. Sometimes I listen to music, sometimes I might watch a, you know, like an interesting documentary or a movie or something. But they are the moments where I'm not training clients, I'm not doing anything else. So there's an opportunity for me to become, I'll say, bored. And that is when often some of my best ideas come. Why? Because I have allowed my brain to open up a space within me that says, okay, you're not focusing on running around and doing all of these different things now. Why don't we think about something else? And that, for me, is when the creativity comes out. And this is the opportunity that boredom, if you like, can provide. If you've got that mindset like mine where you want to keep improving. Because if you think about what our daily lives comprise of, if you're a high-performance individual like me, you're constantly focusing on that next thing. How do you get... today's Sunday, if I think about me, so I got up early this morning. I was texting my daughter. She's a little bit feeling unwell this morning. So I was texting her backwards and forwards a little bit to make sure that she was okay. I then got up. I did my strength training session. I then did, I had some breakfast. I then did my Sunday Flex and Reflect Sunday sit down video, which is where I answered the questions from the week that have been sent in. I did that. I've then done some other stuff to prepare my supplementation and some food for the rest of the week. It's still early morning. I'm waiting for the groceries to be delivered. I'm going to do some cooking and then I'll get on with the rest of my day. I'm going to go out for a walk and get up my steps, etc. And then I'll have that shower and everything later. I'll spend some time with my daughter later this afternoon and see how she's going. And like, there's always something to do. But what I do is I take that time. And like today's a Sunday where I do still make myself very, very busy. I'm going to spend some time later this afternoon to plan out the rest of the week, etc. And through the week, it's much more busy. So our minds are always going, right? And then I've got the house to take care of, all the different chores to take care of, my cat to take care of, the garden to take care of, all that kind of stuff. And so our brains are always filled with what's next, what's next, what's next, especially if you live like me through your calendar where everything's scheduled, you go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. So when you have that opportunity to stop and you can be like, oh, well, I'm bored now because I'm used to saying go, 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 that is the opportunity when the creativity can come out. Now, each day I provide some time for myself, which I call strategic thinking, where I will spend 15 to 30 minutes at picking a particular topic of my business or my own personal health or wellness or something that's going to move me from where I am to edge me forward a little bit more. I use that time to do some brainstorming, to think about how can I solve this problem, what are some things that I can do for improvement, etc. And sometimes that is much harder than others. Now, AI can really help as well. But I find that when I'm, like, go back to that bath scenario, if I was, my last holiday was in 2018, and that's when I went to Bali and I wrote my book there every single day. I'm writing, 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 writing. And it was an awesome time. It really was. I got so much done. And I couldn't just have gone there and just sat there and had, go to a spa center every day and do all that. That might sound nice, but for me, I can't do that. I can't just do that. I've got to keep moving myself forward. And when I do have that slowdown time, though, that's when the creativity comes, which is why it was a great place for me to go away and write, because all I was thinking about was what's next, what's next, what's next. And it just kind of removed all this pressure from me and just allowed my brain to be just free and creative. So I want you to think about putting yourself in a state of boredom and seeing what happens. What happens? What happens to the creativity that you can bring out from that process? It's interesting, but it sounds counterintuitive. If you're bored, how are you going to progress? Well, if you get into that place of boredom, then maybe that will flick that switch for you to be creative. Like for me, they're only minutes. It's not like I'm bored. I love what I do in what I do every single day. But let's just say that there's a moment in the day where I find that I start to drift or something, or I'm doing a particular admin task I absolutely hate, And it's like I might get into that and I start to get a little bit bored. I'll step away from it and do something that's exciting. And just through that process, I find that some great ideas come. You just never know. Give it a try. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, stay healthy, get focused, get energized. Let's come up with some creative ideas. See you tomorrow.